Middle Engine Pit. Middle Engine Pit, also known as Elms Colliery or Old Engine Pit, is one of the most complete examples of a late 18th century colliery left in England. It was designated as a scheduled monument in 1985 under the Ancient Monuments and Archaeological Areas Act 1979. It is significant as one of the only remaining examples of its type, and also because the site shows evidence of the evolution of mining technology during the 19th century. Mining in Nailsea. The mining of coal in North Somerset was started in medieval times, and this area became important in the earliest parts of the Industrial Revolution because of a ready supply of coal from relatively shallow depths. Over 10 seams of coal around the village were worked during the 18th century. Mining was difficult and expensive, and flooding of the pits was an ongoing problem. A glassworks was founded in Nailsea in 1786 by John Robert Lucas on the basis of utilising this coal for its furnaces. The glassworks gained a worldwide reputation, and as the demand for its products grew and a second glass cone was added, the demand for coal also increased. Owners of the local collieries invested in new technology to match this demand for coal by implementing technology to increase their output. Later, a consortium was formed which included Isaac White of White & Company, one of the main suppliers to the glassworks, and John Robert Lucas, the owner of the glassworks. They acquired the coal mining rights to large areas of the land around Nailsea. Men and women both worked in the mines, although women did not work underground but as coal hauliers above ground. Men typically worked as hewers, which was the most well paid. Children worked in the mines as pushers, who worked in cramped conditions pushing hewn coal along to the nearest coal hold. Colliery workers would typically work a 9-hour day. The inaccessibility of Nailsea by road and the abandonment of a canal project meant that the industry went into decline as transportation of coal to customers started to cost more than production. With coal supplies running low from some seams after the glassworks closed, most of the collieries followed suit as city investors turned to the deep coal seams of the South Wales coalfield. Middle Engine Pit. The design of the buildings on the site indicate that Middle Engine Pit was developed in the 1820s, focused on the White's coal seam found on Golden Valley. The main shaft would have reached 200 feet deep when operating. The existing buildings are made from distinctive Nailsea Pennant sandstone and lime mortar. Archaeologists have found evidence of early technologies, such as horse whims, showing the earliest animal-driven technology used to haul the coal. Innovative technology replaced manual hauling, and there is evidence to show the evolution of mining methods at the site. This includes remnants of a steam-powered winding house and evidence of efficient Cornish boilers in the pumping engine house. Evidence has also been uncovered which suggests Middle Engine Pit had a dual-purpose shaft, being used both for winding up the coal but also pumping out the water. The additional shaft on the site may well have been added after the Act to amend the law relating to coal mines of 1862. Which followed a mining disaster in Northumbria, where there was only one shaft and no other means of accessing the pit. Mapping evidence shows a track developing in the 1840s, linking the site with the glassworks, showing the connection between the two industries. Middle Engine Pit after closure. After the pit was shut down and decommissioned, the site was protected by being repurposed. In the Edwardian period, a large house called the Elms was built adjacent to the site, and the remaining pit buildings were incorporated into garden outbuildings and storage for a water tank
for the house.
The Edwardian house was demolished in the 1980s when the surrounding area was redeveloped for housing. The site has wide biodiversity, including active badger sets, and provides a habitat for a wide range of birds.